Hello, Waraki. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hello. Oh, Mayor Jane Castor?
Yes.
Hi. Good morning. Hi, Mayor. How are you? We are live right now. This is Christy and Nandi talking to you. Thank you for calling us. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are most welcome. Most welcome.
It is a pleasure for us to speak with you, but... We were just talking about what you said yesterday on your Facebook Live about that today is the day. Is it?
Yes, today is the day. But you know what? It should have been a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Everyone needs to take this very seriously and needs to stay at home and stay away from each other. Social distancing is the only way that we're going to be able to stop the spread of this virus.
Okay, so it's not official yet, but you just said that today is the day, so it's kind of official with Nandi Christie. Thank you so much. What does this mean, Mayor? This order, to stay at home order?
Yeah, what we're asking everybody to do is, you know, if you aren't at work at an essential function, and we really have simplified this because there can be a million questions. So we've really simplified it to say, as long as you can socially distance, you can stay away from someone, then you can provide an essential service. But we're asking everybody, if there's any way you can work from home, do so. It's very, very important. Mm-hmm. And then just otherwise, stay at home. Bueno. You can go out if you need to go to the grocery store, if you feel like you need to go for a walk around the block. You can do those things. You just have to do it alone or staying 6 feet away from individuals. So it's not completely restrictive, but we just want people to stay away from each other and stay at home.
Muy bien, ella la acaba de decir la alcaldesa de Tampa, Jane Castor, de que si tú haces un trabajo en la cual tú lo haces solo, sí, tú lo puedes realizar. Si tú tienes que salir a caminar tu perro, cosas así, sí, puedes hacerlo, ¿me entiendes? Pero tienes que mantener todo el tiempo la distancia social. I have a question for you, Mayor.
Okay.
And what plans do you guys have with the homeless people? Because we've been seeing a lot of homeless people around town. Any plans, any action?
Yes, we do, and that's a great question. We are currently setting up a location where individuals, in our community that don't have a home or are in a position where they can't practice social distancing because they're in a rooming house, something along those lines, we are going to have a location for them to go to, and we hope it's going to be by Friday that we will be able to offer that. We're currently setting it up, and that is a cooperative effort between the county and the city.
And do you have an idea where it's going to be, you know, around town?
Yes, it's going to be on North Florida Avenue at the Mary Help of Christian. They have a school location out there, a large piece of property. And so we're setting up showers and tents and things out in that location so that we'll be able to provide a safe location for individuals to go that don't have a home.
Okay. Estamos hablando con la alcaldesa de Tampa, Jane Castor. Mayor.
Basically, Mayor Castor, this stay-at-home order is what a lot of families, and I am including mine, have been doing for the past weeks. But there's so many people, irresponsible people, that are not doing that. They're getting together. So you have to do it like formal and official so they can do it. Like, what do you say to those people that they've been going to parties, to the beach, and all that?
Yeah, well, you know, we would hope that all of our citizens would act responsibly. But, you know, to those individuals that are young and they feel like they're invincible, what they need to know is that the danger of this is not in the virus unless you're in those high-risk categories. The danger is in the ease with which it is transmitted. So those young people in groups are more than likely passing it around to each other, and they're going to take it home to their abuelas and other individuals that have health concerns, and it can be a death sentence. They need to take this seriously.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay.
So, and what is going to happen, Major? They ask us to ask you, what is going to happen if somebody is not obeying that? Like, if you see like three teenagers hanging around next to each other, is the police going to do something about it?
Yeah, the police are just going to ask them. They're going to ask for their cooperation. That's what's going to happen. Okay. You know, this isn't a police state. We're asking people to take these steps for their own safety and well-being. You know, the officers, the firefighters, the nurses, the doctors are out there every day basically risking their health to help people. All we're asking them to do is to follow these simple guidelines, and they can save a life if they do so.
Estamos hablando con la alcaldesa de Tampa, Jane Castro, la cual dice que esta orden que ella piensa dar en el día de hoy, que es casi segura, it's going to be today, right?
Yeah, it is today.
It's going to be today.
Yeah, this evening at midnight in St. Petersburg, more than likely Pinellas County, or the city of Orlando, Orange County, Osceola. And I saw a tweet last night where the city of Miami has shut down, but I haven't read that officially.
About time, right?
It's time already.
It is. It's actually a couple weeks too late. So, you know, we're doing everything that we can. And another thing, too, is that we don't really have the ability to test at the rate that we should be. So there's that false sense out there that, well, you know, there's not a lot of positive cases. The only reason we don't have more positive case data is because we don't have the ability to test in high numbers right now.
Okay. And again, estamos hablando con la alcaldesa de Tampa, Jane Castor. Una de las cosas que ella dice que agregó un montón de lugares, que aparentemente también en lo que es Pinellas, el área de Orlando, incluyendo hasta Orlando, Miami, puede ser que entre también, hagan todos, tomen la misma decisión de poner esta orden de quedarte en tu casa. También ya les pide a la gente que tienen que quedarse, tienen que respetar a las autoridades, porque si no respetan a las autoridades, ellos te van a tratar de advertir, pero si no, las consecuencias pueden ser de un poquito más, tú sabes, severas también. Tiene que respetar a las autoridades.
Yes. Major, another question. When do you think the rest of Hillsborough County is going to be doing what you're doing right now? Because,
we heard
what happened on Monday, and we appreciate you commissioner.
Thank you. But I think that we have an emergency policy group meeting today, and that's a group made up of three county commissioners, the county administrator, a school board member, and three the mayors of the three cities, Temple Terrace, Plant City, and Tampa. So we have another meeting today, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to make a decision on an order that will protect all of our citizens.
Mayor, one thing that a lot of people ask is, okay, let's see, you close down Tampa. What's going to happen to people that live, for example, in Palm Harbor, people that live from Safety Harbor? They're gonna come to Tampa. That's fine.
As long as they practice social distancing, we're not prohibiting anybody from coming in or out of the city. Again, we just want them to practice the social distancing and do everything that they can to stay at home if at all possible. But if they need to come to Tampa for a particular reason, that's fine. Just the social distancing is what we're asking them to practice.
Major Castor, is there any list where we can see the essential jobs?
Yeah,
like the people
It's going to be on our website today. And again, you know, if individuals can, if they have the ability to practice the social distancing, that's the easiest way to think about it. You know, things like you have to have your lawn mowed. Something happens, you need a plumber. As long as they can practice social distancing, they can stay 6 feet away from your family, from each other, and then cleaning the surfaces, you know, making sure that you're washing your hands. All of those steps are critically important to stopping the spread of the virus.
Mayor, I just have one question, okay? And let me say this in Spanish too. Yo tengo una última pregunta para la alcaldesa. Mayor, and this is my personal one. Why do you think the governor do not take action and close the state? Why?
You know, I don't know. That would have to be a question for the governor. But at the very least, to take steps to close those large urban areas. If you start at the top of the state, Jacksonville, the Orlando area, the Tampa area, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Naples, Miami-Dade, you know, those larger urban areas where we have concentrations of individuals where it's easier for this virus to stay alive and really thrive.
Okay. All right. Well, Mayor, anything else you want to add?
Yes, without a doubt. First of all, we want all your listeners to text Tampa Lista to 888-777, and you'll get real-time information and updates from the city of Tampa. Also, go to tampagov.net, and we have all of everything you need to know about COVID in English and Spanish there. And then we also have a call center that we've had up for a week now. Mm-hmm. And that is, the number there is 833-TPA-INFO. And you can talk to individuals in Spanish or English, and they'll be able to answer questions. So we just want all of your listeners, you know, to stay informed, stay calm, and stay kind. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to practice kindness now. There are a lot of people that are hurting economically.
Yes.
Get takeout or delivery from the local restaurant. Check on your neighbors. Make sure they're okay. Do everything you can to just be kind. We want kindness to be more contagious than this virus.
Yeah.
That's right, Mayor. Thank you so much for speaking with us. We appreciate you, and we know that you have been super involved with the Hispanic community in Tampa. You know that we are a very, very important community, and we appreciate you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my pleasure, my pleasure. And thank you so much for keeping all of your listeners informed and safe.
Thank you, Mayor.
All right, have a great day.
You take care of yourself.
Take care.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.